This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. India has called upon Bangladesh to take all steps for the protection of the minorities. Addressing the media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, India has consistently and strongly raised with the Bangladesh government the threats and targeted attacks on Hindus and other minorities. He said India's position on the matter is clear, that the interim government must live up to its responsibility of protecting all minorities. The spokesperson expressed concern at the surge of extremist rhetoric, increasing incidents of violence and provocation. On the arrest of Chinmoy Krishnadas, Mr. Jaiswal noted that legal processes are underway. Replying to a question on U.S. prosecutors charging an Indian businessman of bribery, the spokesperson said, this is a legal matter involving private firms and individuals and the U.S. Department of Justice. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has embarked on a three-day visit to Odisha. Mr. Modi reached Bhubaneswar this evening. He addressed a public meeting near Biju Patnaik International Airport. He said today, the BJP government at the centre is giving much priority to the pride of Odisha and to Odisha. Mr. Modi said, as soon as the BJP government was formed in Odisha, many big steps like Subhadra Yojana have been taken for the mothers and sisters. He said the scheme will become the identity of women empowerment. The Prime Minister also held a roadshow from the airport to the Raj Bhavan. Later, Mr. Modi will visit the BJP state office. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police at Bhubaneswar in Odisha this afternoon. The three-day conference is being held to provide an interactive platform for senior police professionals and security administrators in the country to discuss and debate diverse national security-related issues. The conference focuses on key aspects of national security, including counter-terrorism, left-wing extremism, coastal security, new criminal laws, and narcotics, among others. The President's Police Medal for Distinguished Service will also be awarded during the meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the conference from tomorrow. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Principal Secretary to Prime Minister P.K. Mishra are among the key dignitaries attending the conference. Deputy Chairman of the Rajya Sabha Harivansh said, India is now leading from the front to deal with the challenges the world is facing. He said the country has moved from being just a participant to a key stakeholder in all multilateral platforms. He was delivering the Dr. Rajendra Prasad Memorial Lecture 2024, organized by Akashvani in New Delhi today. The theme of the lecture was Vaishvik Kshitij Par Bharat Ki Badhti Bhumika. Prasar Bharati Chief Executive Officer Gaurav Dwivedi highlighted the role of Akashvani, saying that since its inception, Akashvani has become the voice of the nation. Disruptions marred the proceedings in both Houses of Parliament on the fourth consecutive day today. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha were adjourned till Monday following opposition's ruckus over various issues, including the alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. At least 9 people have been killed in an accident at Sadak Arjuni in Gondia district, Maharashtra this afternoon. The state transport bus travelling from Bhandara to Gondia overturned after losing control near Bindravan Tola village. 9 people died on the spot while around 30 others were injured and taken to Gondia district hospital. Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has expressed condolences and directed the district officials to assist the injured. He has announced 10 lakh rupees assistance to the families of those killed in the accident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed distress on the loss of lives in the mishap. In a social media post, Mr. Modi announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of the kin of the deceased. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees each. The air quality in the national capital, Delhi, continues to remain in the very poor category, with an average AQI of 331 as of 5 this evening. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, some areas of the city like Burari, Bawana and Mundka breached the 400 AQI level. The IMD has forecast that Delhi and the surrounding NCR are likely to experience smog and shallow fog during the night and morning hours over the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.